Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाजिका आचार्य स्तोत्र सतभाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाजिका आचार्य स्तोत्र सत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणी वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त की जय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। तो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 एंड चैप्टर 13 एंड टाइटल धृतराष्ट्र क्विट्स होम। श्लोक क्रमांक 10। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। भवद्भिदा भागवता तीर्थभूता स्वयं विभो तीर्थी कुर्वन्ति तीर्थानि स्वान्तस्तेन गदाभृता। भवद्भिदा भागवता तीर्थभूता स्वयं विभो तीर्थी कुर्वन्ति तीर्थानि स्वान्तस्तेन गदाभृता। भवद्भिदा भागवता तीर्थभूता स्वयं विभो तीर्थी कुर्वन्ति तीर्थानि स्वान्तस्तेन गदाभृता। प्रोस भवद्भिदा भागवता तीर्थभूता स्वयं विभो तीर्थी कुर्वन्ति तीर्थानि स्वान्तस्तेन गदाभृता। भवद्भिदा भागवता तीर्थभूता स्वयं विभो तीर्थी कुर्वन्ति तीर्थानि स्वान्तस्तेन गदाभृतः। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। भवत योर गुड सेल्फ, विदा लाइक, भागवता डिओटीज, तीर्थ द होली प्लेस ऑफ पिलग्रिमेज, भूता कन्वर्टेड इन टू, स्वयं पर्सनली, विभो ओ पावरफुल वन, तीर्थी कुर्वंती मेक इन टू द होली प्लेस ऑफ पिलग्रिमेज, तीर्थानी द होली प्लेस, स्व अंतेन स्थेन, हैविंग बीन सिचुएटेड इन हार्ट, गदाभृता द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। माय लॉर्ड डिओटी लाइक योर गुड सेल्फ आर वेरली होली प्लेस पर्सोनी फाइट बिकॉज यू कैरी द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विथ इन योर हार्ट। You turn all places in the holy place of the pilgrimage purport. The personality of Godhead is omnipresent by his diverse potencies everywhere, just as the power of electricity is distributed everywhere within the space. Similarly, the Lord's omnipresence is perceived and manifest by the Lord, his unalloyed deity like Vidura, just as electricity is manifested in the electric bulb. And the pure devotee like Vidura always feel the presence of the Lord everywhere. He sees everything in the potency of the Lord and Lord in the everything. The holy place all over the earth are meant for purifying the polluted consciousness of the human being, and by the atmosphere surcharged with the presence of the Lord's unalloyed devotee. If anyone visits the holy place, he must search out the pure devotee residing in the such holy place and take lesson from them. Try to apply such instruction in the practical life and thus gradually prepare oneself for the ultimate salvation, going back to Godhead. To go to the some holy place of the pilgrimage does not mean only to take the bath in the Ganges or the Yamuna or visit the temple situated in those places. One should also find the representative of the Vidura who have no desire in the life save and except to slay the personality of the Godhead. The personality of God is always with such pure devotees because that their unalloyed service, which is without any tinge of fruitive action or auto pain speculation. They are in the actual service of the Lord, specifically by the process of the hearing and chanting. The pure devotee hear from the authority and chant, sings and write the glories of the Lord. Mahamuni Vasudeva heard from the Narada and then he chanted in the writing. Sukadeva Goswami studied from his father and he described to the Parikshit Maharaj. That is the way of Srimad Bhagavatam. So by this, there's action, the pure devotee of the Lord can render any place into the place of pilgrimage. And the holy place are worth the name only on their account. Such pure devotee are able to rectify the polluted atmosphere of the any place, and what to speak of the holy place render unholy by the questionable action of interested person who try to adopt the professional life at the cost of reputation of the holy place. Bhavad Bhida Bhagavata Stirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Gadavita. Hare Krishna. The welcome to all the devotees in the morning Bhagavatam class. And in this 13 chapters and this text 10, Tirtha Bhutani, the Dhritarashtra quits home, and here in this chapter describes when the Mahabharata was begin, and before that, knowing the Mahabharata war, Vidura, the devotee of the Lord, he doesn't want to go to the war and take anyone's side. And he just left Hastinapur and traveling to different pilgrimage. And after war was finished, and he returned back to the Hastinapur. And as soon as Pandavas, that time, after the war, Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king and Pandavas assisting him. And after seeing the Vidura is coming and Vidur Maharaj came to the Hastinapur in the kingdom, everyone, including the Yudhishthira Maharaj, Pandavas, queens, Dhritarashtra, everyone just came to the welcome Vidura. And after welcoming the Vidura and given proper seat and given them the food, and when the Vidura taken the proper rest, then Yudhishthira Maharaj, the inquiring from the Viduras, and this is the sloka by Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking to the Vidura Maharaj. Now the point is here in this sloka, in this this chapter, one devotee glorifying to other devotees. The Yudhishthira Maharaj, he the pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the whole Mahabharata we can see how the Krishna assisting him, the Yudhishthira guiding him, Yudhishthira Maharaj. And when the Vidura returned home, Yudhishthira Maharaj asking and glorifying Vidura as the devotee of the Lord. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. People goes to take bath in the river Ganges. And here, Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, in Hindi says, kya chalte firte dham hai. If you want someone to purify, he has to go to the holy place like Haridwar and take the bath, and Banaras, Kasi, take the bath in the Ganges. But this kind of holy place, मतलब ऐसे चलते फिरते जो धाम है वो आपके पास पहुंच जाते हैं. दे कमिंग यू टूअर्ड यू एंड प्यूरिफाइंग यू. वेयर दे स्टे दैट प्लेस बिकम द पिलग्रिमेज. दिस इज द पोटेंसी ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. दिस इज द पावर ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. देयरफॉर श्रील प्रभुपाद जी in the first canto, sixth chapter, and conversations in between Vyasadev and Narad Muni, the purport says, and we can also, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there is different kind of yogas, karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, and the bhakti yoga. The Prabhupada says in purport, the karma yoga, the karma kandija, the karma yoga is, the karmic yoga, the authorities, the karmic yoga authorities are marichis. Marichis are the authority of the karma yogas. For the jnani yoga, authorities are Sanak and Sanatan. Sanat Kumar and Sanat. These are the authority for the jnani yogas. And Prabhupada is saying, But Sri Narad Muni, Narad Muni is the prime authority of devotional service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Narad Muni is given the title, Narad Muni is the authority of the pure devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that purport, Prabhupada writing, ki Marichis and Sanatan, this they are not able to enter in the Vaikuntha planet. They may go up to the higher level, but they are not able to enter the Vaikuntha planet. But one who follow the process given by the Narad Muni at the devotional service, one who follows, they are already going back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. So Narad Muni is the prime authority for the devotional service. Therefore, all the great authorities in the devotional service of the Lord follow the footsteps of the Lord Narad Muni. Being the authority of the pure devotional service of the God, Narad Muni write the book called name Narad Bhakti Sutra. And in Narad Bhakti Sutra, Narad Muni glorifying this devotional service is the bhakti. In the first sutra, Narad Muni explained in the first chapter, first sutra, Athato bhaktim vyakhyamya asyamaha. Now I am trying to explain the devotional service, this devotional process of the bhakti in this shloka. Therefore, Prabhupada titled this chapter, Bailu of the Devotion. And Narad Muni now going to describe the process of devotional service. Because here the Yudhishthira Maharaj and Vidura's conversation between two pure devotees come because the pure devotees are discussing only to two pure devotees are discussing only Hari Kathas. Therefore, so here Narad Muni describing the process of devotional service, and Bhagavad in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also describing the process of the devotional service. And where the Lord says that the self-realized person is the transcendental state known as Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Brahma Bhuta state is the transcendental realized state. In that chapter, Prabhupada says the transcendental state means joyfulness. Prasanna Atma, joyfulness. And Prabhupada, right in purport, the other word, he says, that means one who transcendental state and joyfulness, that means he is free from all the contamination. He is free from all the contamination, and here Prabhupada mentioned two types of contaminations in the human being. One is saying lamentation and saying hankering. All the human being in the practical life, we can see in our life that we are hankering for something and we are lamenting for something. The two things happening in the human being, the lamentation and hankering. This is the category of the human being. Therefore, he says he's lamenting for something he loses, and hankering for which he don't have. This is the process. And other, Prabhupada is saying, the self-realization process also be equally seen to equal vision. The bhut prasanna bhut prasanna atma, and he see the equally everyone, all the living entities equal level. He is sees all the living entities, the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He sees the Supreme Personality of God is everywhere. Therefore, he is Prasanna Atma. Therefore, Krishna saying in the Bhagavad Gita, therefore, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Only by the devotional service, that the process of the devotional serving, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. There is no other process can understand. Even Prabhupada writes in purport, even the Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, a transcendental platform for the Bhakti. Bhakti. One Bhakti Yoga can understand. Other Sa Eva Mayatvayam Yoga Prokta Purantana. Now Krishna explaining this process of devotional serving to the Arjuna. this is the difference. All the Hindus, we are saying Hindus, we are saying we are the follower of Vedas, we are the Sanatana Dharmis. But here Prabhupada is saying ki mostly people in that category, they don't follow the rules and regulations given by the Vedas. This is the most important part of Vedas. The rules and regulations given by the Vedas just in the first canto, chapter 17. Chapter 17 describes tapas, saucham, daya, satyam, iti. Iti pado kirta kirta. Tapas, saucham, daya, satyam. Tapas means tapasya, kilesh, mercy, and satyam, truthfulness. This is the niyam to follow in the satyuga from the beginning of the satyuga. The human being should follow tapas, saucham, daya, satyam. These are the rules given by the Shastra to the follow. But in the same chapter, saying, Divtam panam istyasunam yatra adharmas chaturvidha. The Divtam panam istyasunam yatra adharmas chaturvidha. This should not follow. You should not do this thing. You should do satya, saucham, you should do for devotional service, in practice devotional, you should do. But you should not do what? Dyuta, gambling, pana, intoxication, illicit sex, and don't kill animals. This is the do's and don'ts given by the Shastra. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. But Prabhupada is saying many people on this category don't follow the rules and regulations given by the Shastra. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that so-called all follower of the Vedas perform all kind of sinful activities. Because if the person don't follow the rules and regulation of the Vedas, ultimate he land to sinful activities, all kind of sinful activities. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, the follower of Vedas perform all kind of sinful activities, and follower of Vedas are very, very smaller number. Very, very smaller number. We can see, we ourselves says, follower of Vedas, we don't follow the rules and regulation of the Vedas. Therefore, we can connect ourselves like that. When we came to connect with ISKCON, and when came to temple and devotees, we start to practice devotional service, and there is given by the rules, regulation. Just follow the four regulatory spirits. Don't do this. No intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. This is the rules given by the authorities here. And that coming from the Vedas, this rule is coming from the Vedas. If you want to practice devotional service, you should do this, don't do this. Therefore, he is saying, among the followers of Vedas, very, very smaller number who follow the rules and regulation. And that also, most of Rupadi is writing, most are addicted to the karmakanda section. In that also, in very, very smaller number, that also, people just addicted to the karmakanda section, by which one can elevate oneself to the perfectional stage of economic development. Country, in that karmakan section, people just think about the country and development of the country like that. And above that is perfection of the jnani, lying the authorities of the state of Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, the self realized. Here is Prabhupada saying, after the self realization, understand devotional service, after jnani realizes the self-realization, devotional service, beginning of the devotional service. The devotional service begin. And for this reason, the Narad Muni in this chapter write this Bhakti Sutra. Begin the process of devotional service. After the Brahma Bhut realization, the person come to stage of the beginning of his devotional service. Otherwise, there is not possibility. Therefore, second sutra mentioned, Satvam Asmin Param Pre Rupam. What is the devotional service manifest as the most elevated pure love for God. After attaining the highest state of self-realization, one became situated in the devotional service. And their devotional service, love of God, is involved in three things: Bhagavan, Bhakta, and Bhakti, the process. The love of God has involved three things: Bhagavan, Bhakta, and process. Therefore, self-realization, the Brahma Bhut Prasannatma, is the beginning of the spiritual life. It is not the perfectional state. That is beginning. This is the beginning of the spiritual life, but not the perfectional stage of the life. If the process understand, the person understand that he is not this body, and that he has nothing to this material world. He became free from the entanglement of material. But that realization is not perfectional stage of the realization. The perfectional stage begin activity of self. Relation, realization, realized position at that activity in the based on the understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the God. Krishna is the master and we are the servant. Jiva is the servant and Krishna is the master. And that the duty of the Jiva is the serve the master. The service of the Supreme Personality of God is the highest stage of the perfection. Enne Arvinda Vibhuktamana, Prabhupada write in this slogan that purport. The person puffed out by his material qualification and this knowledge, and he is not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Krishna is the master, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the master, Jiva, we are the servant, or our duty is the service. Therefore, here is in the Bhagavatam, the says, Brahmetmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti, Sabdadede, three. The level of transcendentalist, the Paramatma level, the impersonal level, and Paramatma level, and the Bhagavan level. And he is saying, those who understand the simply by the living entity, not matter, the spirit, and desire to merge in the Supreme Brahman, is the lower level of understanding, lower level of realization, perfection. Above that, mystic yogi by meditation see the Paramatma, he the second level of realization, and Bhagavan and Bhakti, that the personal association, personal service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest level of realization in the. But the person who actually associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, highest among all transcendentalists. Therefore, Krishna says, Yogi nam sarvesam mad gadint antaratma. In this sloka. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is saying, Ado sadda tata sadhu sangha bhajan kriya. Therefore, sraddha, and then he's saying, the sadhu sangha, association with the devotees, and association with devotees, what? Start bhajan kriya, and then bhajan kriya, anarth nivritti take place, and then come to the platform of the nishtha, and they come to the platform of the ruchi, and they came to the asakti and bhava and the prem. This is the given by Rupa Goswami. Therefore, Narada Muni is saying in the third sutra, Amrita Swarupacha. This pure love for God is eternal. Thus, this pure love for God is eternal. And Prabhupada is saying, writing this purport, the Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. The understanding, the activity of the Krishna, appearance of the Krishna and disappearance of the Krishna. The three things, appearing, activity of Supreme Personality regarding Krishna, karma, prakatya and aprakatya. This understanding lead to the liberation and open the door of the mukti, open the door of the Vaikuntha. Therefore, to conceive oneself with the Supreme Personality of God is the greatest misconception of the soul, self-realization. Here the Prabhupada is writing in the one line, the conceive of the oneself with the Supreme Personality of God is the misconception. The greatest misconception of the self-realization. This misconception prevents one from rising to the highest stage of love of Godhead. But a person who understands his subordinate position can attain the highest state, loving service of the Lord. Therefore, the understanding Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam, the activity of the Supreme Personality of Lord Krishna, birth of the appearance of the Krishna and disappearance of the Krishna, loving service of the Lord and Lord and living entity. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying, therefore, Lord and living entities are qualitatively one, but quantitatively different. Thus, while Lord is unlimited and living entity is limited, this understanding called Amrit Swarupa. Therefore, Vedas praise in the Krishna book, in the 10 cantos, the Veda personified when the Krishna took the shelter of the Devaki and Vedas, all the Veda personified came and praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Mama Vansu Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Krishna is saying Bhagavad Gita. If someone says ki Jiva is the equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vedas is saying if someone says the Jiva is the equal, then how can Jiva come under control of the Maya energy, that the energy of the Krishna? If he thinks he is the equal of the Krishna, equal level of the Krishna, then how he is coming the controlled by the Maya Shakti? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Maya Agdachena Prakriti Suyate Sarv. This Prakriti, this material energy is controlled in working in the order of Maya. He is working in the order of Maya order. And that Prakriti is controlling all the Jivas, all the living entities. And that living entity is thinking, I am the equal level of the Krishna. That is wrong conception. Therefore, Mama also Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Krishna saying, Jiva is the Maya and part and parcel. And Prabhupada saying Bhagavad Gita in chapter that is Bala Gritasya Bhagasya. The tip of the hair cut into 100 pieces. And that one piece cut into 1,000 pieces, what the size comes, the size is the Jiva. And that Jiva is thinking, I'm equal level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is misconception here. And therefore, Jiva is qualitatively one, but quantitatively is different. Therefore, next sutra is saying, Yal laptva param siddho bhavati amrito bhavati tripto bhavati. The Narada Muni is saying, upon achieving that state of transcendental devotional in the pure love of God, person became what? perfect Siddha. He become Siddha, big immortal, Amrita, and peaceful, Tripto. Perfect, immortal, and peaceful, Tripto. This is the power of devotional service. Then the complete perfection is kaham mape upetya punarjanma dukhalayam asaswatam. This is called complete perfection. The Narada Muni, the explaining it is and Narada Bhakti Sutra. Therefore, we can understand this, the power of this devotees. And here Yudhishthira Maharaj and Vidura is discussing. Then we can understand the power of the devotee when he goes anywhere, make that place, convert that place in the pilgrimage. There is story in Shastra coming to Pundarik. Pundarik is the Vitthal Dev. There was Pandharpur, there was one Brahma named Janu, the living, the residing in the Pandharpur. And his son was Pundarik, but Pundarik was not respecting his father, he's not doing anything good activity, he's just playing and not accepting any devotional service or devotional practice. Mother or father requesting, but he's just playing and doing nonsense activities. And slowly parents became old, and parents request, please help to go to the Kasi to take bath in the Ganges. The parents requesting, Janu requested, but Pundarik neglected, no. You people old, I don't want to care. Like that. And father, mother of the Pundarik, just people are just going to pilgrimage to take bath in the Ganges in the Kasi. The mother of all the old mother and father also start walking to the Kasi. And after few days, Pundarik realized he also wanted to go to the Kasi. So he took the horse and sit on horse and he started walking toward the Kasi. On the way, he saw his mother and father, old mother and father, on walking, trembling to walk. And he just neglected his mother and father and started going ahead. And after evening, he just came to an ashram, Kukkut Muni's ashram. And he wanted to take rest there to spend the night, and morning he wanted to continue his journey. When night he came to the ashram, he saw amazing thing. In the night, everyone just sleep, and he saw the amazing thing. Three girls came, and that girl face was blackish, and they just came and start brooming the ashram in the midnight. They start cleaning the ashram, brooming the ashram. And just by cleaning and brooming that ashram, they became so beautiful. So became beautiful like demigods. And Pundarik was just awake and he saw and he went to them. And he asking, who are you? I saw you just black, now just doing something. You became so beautiful. Then who are you? And that ladies were not other than Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. And that chastised the Pundarik, you are the Pataki, you are the sinful person. You are the sinful person, you are the Pataki, we don't want to talk to you. They just neglect him and just went away. And after that, Pundarik realized his mistake, how sinful he is. That realization, and he, in this way, in morning, he just made the Kukkut Muni and asked, oh, says, how long is the Kasi? Then Kukkut Muni says, I don't know how long is the Kasi, because I never went the Kasi. I am here only doing my service and just doing my bhajan and service. I never. That make to think, Pundrik, that make to think what is done for his mother and father, pure devotee. Therefore, Rupa Goswami Pad saying, Tatraiva Ganga Yamuna cha tatra Godavari tatra Saraswati cha Sarvani tirthani vasanti tatra yatra achyudara katha prasanga. Yatra achyudara katha prasanga. Rupa Goswami Padyavali saying this, and here see Kakkut Muni Sastram. With the Ganga, Saraswati, and Jamuna and coming and doing some service. And Rupa Goswami was saying, when the Achyuta, the pure devotee, is discussing the topic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Katha, all the Tirthas, all the rivers, all the rivers, Ganga, Saraswati, Jamuna, Gaveri, Kadi, all the present there. If the pure devotee is discussing like this katha, the understanding is that all the rivers, all the tirthas are present there. Therefore, when the person, devotee like Vidura, walking and going anywhere, the making the place in pilgrimage. Therefore, this is the beautiful section. And therefore, he is saying, Prasangam ajaram pasam atmana kavyo vidhu sa eva sadhu sukrito moksha dwaram apavitam. What is saying? Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. Attachment for the material thing is the greatest entanglement for the spirit soul. Therefore, he is saying, but that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, like Vidura, like Srila Prabhupada, open the door of liberation. So attachment, we cannot give up the attachment, but when we attach material thing, so, and when we attach the pure devotee like Prabhupada, Viduras, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narad Munis, that open the door of Vaikuntha, open the door of liberation. This is the power of devotees and devotional service. Therefore, here the beautifully two devotees discussing Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani. And we can see the life of Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada went to the America, just sitting in the garden, chanting the holy name, and attracted the people. Jhanet people came, Prabhupada instruction them, giving the rules and regulation. And now that disciple of Sri Prabhupada going all over the world and making the place in pilgrimage. That is the power of devotional service, power of the devotee. Here Sri Prabhupada came to Bharati Vidya Bhavan and just put his cane towards this temple and said, yahan par mandir hona chahiye. Just a glance of Sri Prabhupada, this place become purified, and this now it is Sisi Radha Gopinath ji here. There is behind the simple garden, many visitors come and they love to sit there, they love to take selfie there in the garden. 20 years back, that place was the garbage place. Every night, just people are throwing the garbage from their windows. And night, we can hear the hour, dub, 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 coming the plastic carry bag. And here, the person, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, saw the place. And by His mercy, by His desire, that place converted into beautiful धाम, देर इज मदन मोहन टेम्पल, देर इज गोविंद जी टेम्पल, दिस इज तुलसी महारानी टेम्पल, दैट गार्बेज प्लेस बिकम द धाम. And now many, many visitor devotees coming and spending time chanting there around there and just discussing katha. This is the power of devotees and devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Brinda ki.